baking powders in it because, you know, it don't rise. And you can make it like you do biscuit, or you can make it out in loaves. Either one, but it's real good.
I see.
They call it grim bread.
Grim bread.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. The first of the wheat is white. That's the flour. And the next, they got a second on that wheat when you grind it. Yes, ma'am.
I imagine that might be one that some of the teachers were talking about at school that's so very good for one, they say.
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Sounds real delicious. Good. Is there another one you make, Lucille? Seems to me there's something else you make.
Cornbread.
Well, all right. Yes. Now, cornbread is with, how do you make your cornbread?
Well, I make it up with milk and lard, and I use a little water and grease it and make it real lemon and pour it in a pan, a four-corner pan, and set it in the stove and bake it.
All right.
For cornbread, and then you make them little cone dodges into patties about like your finger, but you shape them kind of long, you know, something about like this.
Yes.
And pat them out, and you set them under the broil and brown them. Then you set them in the top of the stove and let them brown on the bottom and finish drying out. And it's real good.
Sounds delicious. Corn, those are called?
Cone dodges.
All right.
And you just make that up with water and salt.
That sounds so good. No, I've never had any of those, I don't
believe. That's old-timey cornbread.
I see. What do you bake those in or cook them in? In what kind of container?
A little old grill. You see the little iron grills with a handle on it?
Yes.
I bake them on it.
On top of the range, on top of the stove.
Well, you can cook a whole cake. That's in a frying pan, you know, a skillet.
Yes.
An iron one, you can cook a whole cake of cornbread and turn it over.
Is the corn dodger the one that Mr. Irwin likes?
Yes, ma'am. The little shaped one. Like
yes, yes. Oh, that sounds delicious.
They real good.
I bet they are. All right, there are two kinds of bread. The homemade bread that you make yourself and the kind you buy at the store. What do you call that, the one that you buy at the store?
Light bread.
Light bread?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
A donut.
All right. Everybody likes donuts, and they know donuts. Is there any other name for it that you use, or any other shape or way of making it?
No.
You don't call it by any other name but a donut?
No, just donut.
Do you make those?
Sometimes.
How do you make them? Can you tell me, Lucille? What all do you use?
Yeast and flour, and you make it up and you let it rise, and you goes and make it up and let it go back down, and you let it rise up, then you take it out and roll it and cut out your donuts, and then your leftover portion, you put them all back together and put them back in the bowl and let them rise again until you use it all up. I used to make it up about 12 and 13 cans at a time when I worked the pie shop.
By cans, you say?
Yes, ma'am. I mix it in a big mixer. I weigh out so many pies, you know, and put my yeast in it.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we were working at the pie shop. And I'd have to make up all the donuts. And I make up each mixer, you know, and divide up into cans and just keep mixing until I get about 10 cans mixed at once.
Mm-hmm.
And set it back and let it rise, and we roll donuts.
So you were seeing them in your sleep, were you?
Yes, ma'am. Then we put them on screen, and you have to let them rise on that screen, too, before you cook them.
Oh, yes. That's what gives the little crisscross effect
right.
to them sometimes when you buy
that's
them.
That's right.
I never thought about that. What do
See,
you know?
You let them rise, and then you put this lid, this screen, so you lay them on the screen, and then this helm, it's got a screen you put on, so when you pick it up, you know, you pick up both of them.
Yes.
And that's what